I talk a lot about recycling on my show. I've been involved with the Chicago Recycling Coalition, now for about a decade. And as you know, because I've talked about it often, the city of Chicago has its issues when it comes to recycling stuff. But that being said, one of the great successes in the city of Chicago is the construction and demolition law, which mandates that the people who tear down buildings and are working on buildings recycle and reuse a lot of that material. Well, that doesn't just apply to the city of Chicago. It also applies to Cook County. Cook County has something they call the Demolition Debris Diversion Ordinance. I guess it's also known as 3D, which would make sense. And to talk about it is Bryant Williams, who's the manager engineering services in the Cook County Department of Environmental Control. Bryant, good to talk to you.
Good talking to you too, Mike.
And you and I have hung out recently because of your participation with the Southeast Environmental Task Force, which you have to be really proud of because they've accomplished a lot of great things in the past few years.
I am. I'm very proud of that organization. I'm very proud to be a part of the Southeast Environmental Task Force. I'm a volunteer for the organization. I serve on their board of directors. I'm actually the president of the board for 2015, and I'm hoping to continue and build upon the great legacy of Marion Burns and who's the founder of the organization, and our various other presidents, Bob Lasure, Tom Shepard, and a few others. So
yeah,
very excited about it.
Tom's a great friend, and Marion I worked with. She was also part of the Chicago Recycling Coalition, so I got a chance to work with her a little bit, at her age, she didn't want any favors. She wanted to get stuff done. I mean, it was amazing. I would sometimes offer, can I give you a ride? You know, and she said, no, I'll take the train.
Right.
And it was just amazing. Always, so it would be raining, it'd be snowing, and Marion would say, no, I can handle this. That's the kind of woman she was. But we're talking to you in your role in Cook County Department of Environmental Control to talk about the Demolition Debris Diversion Ordinance 3D. Let's talk about the success of it first, okay?
Sure.
I know you've got an event coming up that you want to promote, but this was instituted in 2012, and according to information you sent me, the Demolition Debris Diversion Ordinance has successfully diverted more than 500,000 tons of demolition material from landfills. You've got to be pretty proud of that.
Oh, extremely proud of that. I think that's a testament to the success of the ordinance and the outreach that the Department of Environmental Control has done associated with this ordinance. I think the most important aspect of the successes for this ordinance has been the education and outreach and development of partnerships with the stakeholders, with the municipal officials, with demolition contractors, with the reuse market, as well as the construction and demolition recycling association. So I'm extremely proud of that of the amount of materials that have been diverted, and I think that is the biggest success, is that, you know, over 500,000 tons of material has been diverted from the waste stream and has been circulated back into the local economy.
Okay, how is this different from the Chicago ordinance? Do you guys work at all together, or are this completely separate deals here?
So it's a combination of things. We share, we don't work directly with the city of Chicago, although we have shared some information with them. We use an online system called the Green Halo system to make our tracking for these reports paperless, for tracking of the material diversion, to make that paperless for the contractors and our stakeholders. So we've introduce that software to the city of Chicago. However, our environmental ordinance only deals with suburban Cook County. But the biggest differences is that the city of Chicago, for our ordinance, it starts at single-family homes or larger. So single-family homes, commercial structures, industrial structures, anytime those structures are demolished within suburban Cook County, there's a requirement that a minimum of 70% of that material is diverted from the waste stream. And one of the coolest things about the ordinance, to me at least, is that in residential structures, so facilities with four residential units or smaller, a minimum of 5% of that material must be reused, must be introduced into the reuse market.
And that's significant, because that's actually much more effective. Reusing something is, you know, a step above recycling.
Exactly right. Although recycling is great, it is still very energy intensive. Reuse is more labor intensive, and instead of using more energy, we want to use more labor, so that we can try and increase jobs and focus on economic development from this ordinance.
You talk about how this is for the county, so this is outside the city of Chicago. As I mentioned, Chicago has its own construction and demolition. They call it the C&D ordinance. How are you finding that the municipalities are eager to get on board with this, or do they need a little coaxing?
Well, the municipalities have been fantastic, actually, in helping us reach the demolition contractors that they deal with. And some of the municipalities have been leaders in material diversion. I want to stay away from using the term waste, because I think if we use the term waste, and people think, oh, we just throw it away and it goes away and there's no way to go to. And, we referenced the Southeast Environmental Task Force earlier. That's a way. That's when people are sending their materials away, they're sending it to a landfill, and most of the landfills in the Chicago area are located in that, in that Calumet region. But a lot of the municipalities have been very helpful with us in pointing their demolition contractors to our department and to our ordinance. There's some of them that had, particularly Northbrook, had already had a recycling ordinance. If I remember properly, it was a minimum of 75% of the materials must be recycled. And also, since we've passed this ordinance, a lot of local municipalities have been very interested in seeing how it can work within their municipalities. Surprisingly enough, a lot of South Suburban municipalities have been very interested in the ordinance. Riverdale, Harvey, Park Forest leap immediately to mind.
Is there a mandate here with the passage of this law and the implementation of it in 2012? What are the entities that must comply with this law?
The entities that must comply with the law are strictly the demolition contractors or the general contractors that are general contractors, property owners, and the demolition contractors. So if you're so the municipalities, their role is really more support and assisting us with outreach and communications with these stakeholders.
We're talking to Bryant Williams, who's the manager of engineering services for the Cook County Department of Environmental Control. I was looking at an article that Deborah Stone wrote last year. She's the chief sustainability officer and director for the Cook County Department of Environmental Control. And she notes that nationwide, about 40% by weight of material that goes in the landfills comes from buildings.
Correct.
Which is crazy. It makes sense, though, because, when I compare recycling efforts, you look sometimes, I'm surprised when I go online and I look at the city of Chicago, and I know that city of Chicago has had difficulties getting home recycling started and up to effective levels. And yet, if you go online, sometimes you'll see that the city of Chicago is considered one of the best recycling cities in the country. And you say, how is that possible? Well, it's the C&D. It's the construction and demolition, because by weight, there's so much of it.
Correct.
So it's a little surprising to see that, but points out how important it is to have this ordinance in place. Okay, so now you've got an event coming up that is going to be, tell me about it. It's the US EPA is co-sponsoring a webinar, right?
Correct. So the US EPA's materials management division has been extremely supportive of the 3D ordinance, the demolition debris diversion ordinance. I refer to it as the 3D ordinance for brevity's sake. They've been extremely supportive of this ordinance and helping us not just spread the word locally, but throughout the region. About a year and a half ago, they actually had me participate in a workshop that they did for the city of Detroit, focusing on building material reuse and economic development associated with that. But so on March 5th at 1 p.m., the US EPA is sponsoring a webinar or co-hosting a webinar for us, focusing on the development and implementation of the 3D ordinance. You know, so what we found since 2012. We've had a lot of other municipalities and counties, not just within Illinois, but all the way up, you know, as far north as Vancouver, British Columbia, and as far south as San Antonio, Texas, have been calling us and asking about the ordinance and how we've developed it and so on and so forth. So instead of, you know, taking several hours every single time to kind of, you know, answer questions and walk municipalities through those steps, the US EPA has offered to host this webinar on March 5th at 1 p.m. to discuss how we came up with the ordinance, how we developed it, how we implemented, how we rolled it out, and, you know, what's worked, what has not worked, and what we've learned from it.
I have to ask you some about certain materials. One of the things I learned from a friend of mine, Carl Zimmering, who is an educator about waste and recycling. When you take a car, for instance, an automobile, there's a lot of stuff in there that's really, really hard to recycle.
True.
Because it has to do with plastics, and it has to do with modern, you know, your dash isn't made of metal anymore. It's made of various substances that can be really, really difficult to recycle. Do you find the same thing in buildings? I mean, you want these folks to recycle or reuse a lot of the materials coming out of the buildings. Are we finding that there are more toxic substances to these buildings as we move further in time?
Yes and no. But so Cook County is very unique in that, you know, we have one of the strongest ordinances within the nation, and I'm not just saying this because I work here, but I've, you know, before I started to work for the county, I've worked in environmental engineering and consulting for about 13 years. And what I've seen is that our asbestos abatement ordinance is one of the strongest in the nation. We require that all asbestos-containing materials are removed from any structure, be it residential, be it a garage, be it a shed. Any structure must be free of asbestos-containing materials prior to demolition or deconstruction, mm-hmm. which is one of the ways that which is one of the reasons that is so easy for these materials to be recycled, for building materials to be recycled locally.
Yeah, but you know, asbestos isn't the only toxic substance you're going to find in a building. I imagine there's a lot of different stuff.
Right, and we, you know, so those materials have to be removed prior to demolition or deconstruction, and you know that. But asbestos is, of course, the main culprit. Lead-based paint can be, that there's a couple different aspects associated with lead-based paint, but, you know, typically demolition or demolition contractors will just dispose of that instead of having it, because it's very costly to, it's very cost prohibitive to remediate it and then try and recycle that material.
I'm glad we're not using it anymore.
Exactly right.
If folks want to find out about this webinar, where can they get information?
They can find it at blog.cookcountyil.gov/sustainability.
blog.cookcountyil.gov/sustainability.
Yes, sir.
I'm looking it up right now. Aha, there we are. Okay. So, no www, just blog.cookcountyil.gov/sustainability, and I will put that on my website so folks can find it much more easily.
Awesome.
Brian, thank you so much for the hard work and keeping stuff out of landfills, which, as we know, is really, really important. And I hope a lot of people sign up for this, and you get a lot of those Cook County towns on board and contractors.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate your time.
All right. Have a great one.
You too.